Unit 2. Key text. Something to beef about. Three old school friends who haven't seen each other for several years get together for dinner in an Indian restaurant.
Okay, has everyone decided?
I think I'm going for the pork madras. How about you?
Beef vindaloo for me. Hotter the better. And if my memory serves me right, Tessa will go for her favourite, a chicken korma, won't you, Tessa?
Not anymore, I'm afraid.
How come?
I've turned vegetarian.
You've what? How long have you been veggie?
About 3 years. There were so many food scares connected with meat. You know, mad cow disease, foot and mouth disease, and so on. I just couldn't face red meat anymore. Now I don't eat chicken or fish either.
What's wrong with eating fish? And please don't give me any of those corny clichés like we shouldn't eat anything that has a face or fish have feelings too.
It stands to reason, doesn't it? The waters fish swim and feed in are so polluted that they're full of toxins by the time they're caught. Not to mention the fact that overfishing is dangerous.
Well, I'm a carnivore and proud of it. It's not a proper meal without meat. If we were meant to be vegetarians, we wouldn't have meat-eating teeth. Anyway, meat's a great source of protein if you want big muscles.
Elephants don't eat meat, and they're the biggest animals on land. What's more, they have an extremely long life expectancy.
Who wants to look like an elephant? Or worse still, an ageing one?
A lot of outstanding people were or are vegetarians. Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, Paul McCartney.
Pamela Anderson.
Pammy. Well, vegetarianism doesn't seem to have done her much harm.
And most of our closest relatives, like the chimpanzee and the gorilla, have exactly the same teeth as us, and they are vegetarians.
Come to think of it, my Uncle Harry's a vegetarian, and he does look a bit like a gorilla.
Hey, why don't you go the whole hog, Tess, and become a vegan? Get it? The whole hog.
Vegans? Aren't they the ones who won't even wear leather shoes?
Oh, that's right. They don't use or eat anything that comes from an animal, including eggs and all dairy products.
No dairy products? That's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, they must be nuts.
Honestly, talking to you two is like talking to a pair of overgrown schoolboys.
Oh, it must be all that protein we eat.
All that protein, as you call it, is pumped full of growth hormones and antibiotics before it's inhumanely transported to the slaughterhouse and then brutally killed.
Yeah, line up, Tess. You're making me lose my appetite.
Yeah, give us a break, Tess. Just because we enjoy our steak and chops and bacon doesn't make us murderers.
Yeah, you'll be telling us next that you don't even listen to Meatloaf's music anymore.
But don't you realise that thousands of acres of forest are being destroyed even as we speak, just to provide land for cattle to graze on? That land could be used for farming to grow crops to feed the billion-plus people on this planet who are starving.
You know, Terry, Tessa has a point. After all, meat does clog up your arteries with cholesterol and shorten your life. Maybe we're better off without it.
Yeah, you've certainly given us plenty of food for thought, Tess. There does seem to be overwhelming ethical and environmental evidence for not eating meat.
Not to mention the health benefits of tucking into all that fruit and veg and salad, Terry.
Good. Now you're talking. Hey, here comes the waiter at last.
Are you ready to order?
Yes. I'll have the organic vegetable biryani, please.
Pork madras with saffron rice for me.
And a beef vindaloo, please. The hotter the better.
Talk about flogging a dead horse.